The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, GGA, Afel Money, has reacted to allegations regarding the Media Development Fund and distribution of laptops being peddled in the section of the media. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said because there's not been any consensus among stakeholders on disbursement criteria, the fund is still in government chest.
The fund is so designed to help develop the media. The media is a growing industry. Our challenges are manifold. Our needs are legion. So there's a need for such a fund. Indeed, the fund came at the right time to help address some of the growing challenges of the media. And we were happy and we welcomed it with arms when the president, then the vice president, announced that his government was going to institute a fund which was going to cater for the needs of journalists. The initial sum was 1 million cedis. The figure was scaled up by 100% and it was duly captured in the 2013 budget. So as far as the GGA is concerned, no consensual framework has been set to disburse the fund. To prevent the fund from being returned to chest, there's a need to put it to use, and the meeting decided that laptops should be purchased for journalists. The GGA, as I said, was not made to understand that the laptops were procured from the Media Development Fund. It wasn't specified at all that the source of the money was from the Media Development Fund.
You say that there was equity in the distribution.
Certainly, yes.
As far as public and private media organizations and freelancers are concerned.
Certainly, yes. The distribution was informed by the numerical strength of GGA membership in Media House. For instance, GBC, the World Bank of the GGA, and we did receive the highest figure of 25 laptops which were distributed to our members. We have a membership of over 600, so you can imagine that it is not within the bounds of possibility to distribute 25 among 600 members.
What is the state of affairs regarding this media fund, and how much do we have in the coffers as we speak?
As far as the GGA is concerned, since the criteria have not been set to disburse the fund must be lying somewhere in government coffers until the writing is done. And we insist that the criteria should pass the test of accountability and openness, because we need to account not only to our members but to the generality of Ghanaians, because the fund was contributed by the taxpayer. So the taxpayer should be well satisfied as far as the criteria are concerned.
Mr. Money said the GGA has received support from successive governments and that its members will continually play their constitutionally mandated role to hold public officials accountable. He challenged journalists in the country to investigate this issue thoroughly to unearth the truth. The GGA, on its part, will make information available to ensure transparency.
All the controversies surrounding the laptops distribution or the Media Development Fund are tailored to set us on a collision course with the government. We don't believe in adversarial relationship with the government. It would be at the height of ingratitude to turn our backs on the government for being so generous to distribute or even thinking of rallying to our aid with laptops and other forms of assistance.
You specified earlier that you were not told, or we journalists were not told, as to whether the money that were used to purchase the laptops came from this fund. So how do you intend to keep your membership in the loop with regards to the amount that you have at any point in time in the fund to ensure accountability and also transparency?
Sorry, yes, and as I said, the accountability and openness should never be sacrificed on the altar of anybody's largesse. We are grateful for their donation, and we believe that the broom of accountability should be made to sweep. And this means that we should keep on the heat and ensure that all the lingering questions over the laptops and the Media Development Fund are answered and answered satisfactorily. The purchase over 1,000 laptops, over 900 were distributed. So it's up to every journalist, you know, to sharpen his or her investigative tools to find out where the money has gone or how the money was disbursed. It's a collective responsibility.
Mr. Money noted that the GGA was not aware that the laptops that were distributed were procured from the fund. He gave a breakdown of the distribution.
It is not within the bounds of possibility to distribute 25 among 600 members. I mean, this is the situation in other press houses. Graphic receiver by 20, BCFM 4, Business and Financial Times 1. As I said, the criteria were based upon the numerical strength of our members.
You heard President of the Ghana Journalist Association, Afel Moni.